In Exodus 19:6, God, speaking to Israel, says, "You will be for me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation." In 1 Peter 2, verses 5 and 9, Peter writes, "You also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood. You are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God." A priest is one who acts as a go-between for the people and God. Priests bring God's messages to the people and the people's concerns before God. The Israelites were to be a priestly people, displaying God's glory to the surrounding nations. They were blessed in order to be a blessing. For the most part, they failed. Rather than drawing people to God, they either assimilated with the nations or became elitists, keeping God to themselves. There are exceptions to this, but by and large, Israel failed their priestly duty. As 1 Peter 2 states, under the new covenant, followers of Jesus are the royal priesthood, the holy nation. Several years ago, I heard someone say, "I don't have a problem with God. It's his fan club I can't stand." It sounds to me like a goodly number of the priesthood is failing. Are we blessing the nations or cursing? Are we glorifying God or blaspheming the Holy Spirit? Are we, as stated in 2 Corinthians 5:18, reconciling the nations to God? Or are we pushing them away? Make no mistake, even the believers will be called to account for what we have done in this life.